Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandiyaham Shri Guru Shri Juto Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganau Raghunathan Nitantam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganau Lalita Shri Vishakamitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Bhashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karati Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Sakshadharitvena Samasta Shastrai Uktastatha Bhavyate Eva Sadvi Kintu Pravarja Priya Eva Tasya Bande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Umudirayat Nashtaprayo Savadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavater Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7th, Text Number 33. Please repeat the verse. Kridam Vane Nishi Nishakara Rasmi Gauryan Kridam Vane Nishi Nishakara Rasmi Gauryan Rasan Mukhaha Kala Padayata Murchitena Rasan Mukha Kala Padayata Murchitena Uddipita Smara Rujam Prajabrit Padhunam Uddipita Smararaujan Prajabrit Padhunam Hartur Harishyati Shira Dhanadanugasya ಅರ್ತುರ್ ಹರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿರೋ ಧನಾದನುಗಸ್ಯ ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ಬನೆ ನಿಶಿ ನಿಶಕರ ರಶ್ಮಿ ಗೌರ್ಯಂ ರಾಶನ್ ಮುಖ ಕಲಾ ಪದಯತ ಮೂರ್ಛಿತೇನ ಉದ್ದೀಪಿತ ಸ್ಮರ ರುಜನ್ ಬ್ರಜ ವಿದ್ವಧೂನಂ ಹರ್ತುರ್ ಹರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿರೋಧಾನದನುಘಸ್ಯ ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ಬನೆ ನಿಶಿ ನಿಶಕರ ರಶ್ಮಿ ಗೌರ್ಯಂ ರಾಶನ್ ಮುಖ ಕಾಲ ಪದಯತ ಮೂರ್ಛಿತೇನ ಉದ್ದೀಪಿತ ಸ್ಮರ ರುಜನ್ ಬ್ರಜ ವಿದ್ವಧೂನಂ ಹರ್ತುರ್ ಹರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿರೋಧಾನ ಶಿರೋಧಾನದನುಗಸ್ಯ ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ಬನೆ ನಿಶಿಕಾರ ನಿಶ ಗೌರನ್ ರಾಶನ್ ಮುಖ ಕಾಲ ಪದಯತ ಮೂರ್ಛಿತೇನ ದೀಪಿತ ಸ್ಮರ ವಿದ್ವಧೂನಂ ಹರ್ತುರ್ ಹರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿರೋ ದಧಾ
ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ಬನೆ ನಿಶಿ ನಿಶಾಕಾರ ರಶ್ಮಿ ಗೌರ್ಯಂ
ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ಬನೆ ನಿಶಿಕಾರ ನಿಶಾಕಾರ ರಶ್ಮಿ ಗೌರ್ಯಂ ರಾಶನ್ ಮುಖ ಕಾಲ ಪದಯತ ಮೂರ್ಛಿತೇನ ಉದ್ದೀಪಿತ ಸ್ಮರ ರುಜನ್ ಬ್ರಜ ವಿದ್ವಧೂನಂ ಹರ್ತುರ್ ಹರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿರೋ ಧನಾದನುಗಸ್ಯ ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ಬನೆ ನಿಶಿ ನಿಶಕಾರ ರಶ್ಮಿ ಗೌರ್ಯಂ ರಾಶನ್ ಮುಖ ಕಾಲ ಪದಯತ ಮೂರ್ಛಿತೇನ ಉದ್ದೀಪಿತ ಸ್ಮರ ರುಜನ್ ಬ್ರಜ ವಿದ್ವಧೂನಂ ಹರ್ತಿರ್ ಹರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿರೋ ದಧಾ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ಬನೆ ನಿಶಿ ನಿಶಕಾರ ರಶ್ಮಿ ಗೌರ್ಯಂ ರಾಶನ್ ಮುಖ ಕಾಲ ಪದಯತ ಮೂರ್ಛಿತೇನ ದೀಪಿತ ಸ್ಮರ ರುಜನ್ ಬ್ರಜ ವಿದ್ವಧೂನಂ ಹರ್ತುರ್ ಹರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿರೋ ಧನಾದನುಗಸ್ಯ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ರೀಡನ್ ವೈಲ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ Vane, in the forest of Vrindavan, Nishi, nocturnal, Nishakara, the moon, Rashmi Gauriyam, white moonshine, Rasha Unmukhaha, desiring to dance with Kalapadayata, accompanied by sweet songs. Murchitena, and melodious music. Uddipita, awakened. Smararujan, sexual desire. Brajabrit, the inhabitants of Brajbhumi. Badhunam, of the wives. Hartuhu, of the kidnappers. Harishyati, will vanquish. Shiraha, the head. Dhanada Anugasya, of the followers of the rich Kuvera. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. When the Lord was engaged in His pastimes of the rasa dance in the forest of Vrindavan, in leavening the sexual desire of the wives of the inhabitants of Vrindavan by sweet and melodious song, a demon of the name Sankachuda, a rich follower of the treasurer of heaven, Kubera, kidnapped the themselves and the Lord severed his head from his trunk. Please repeat the translation. When the Lord was engaged in his pastimes of the rasa dance in the forest of Vrindavana, enlivening the sexual desire of the wives of inhabitants of Vrindavana, by sweet and melodious song, a demon of the name Sankachuda, a rich follower of the treasure of the heaven Kubera, kidnapped the themselves, and the Lord severed his head from his trunk. Severed, isn't it? What is the word? Babu? Severed, okay. Purport. We should carefully note that the statements described herein are the statements of Brahmaji to Narada. And he was speaking to Narada of event that would happen in the future. During the advent of Lord Krishna, the pastimes of the Lord are known the expert who are able to see past, present and future. And Brahmaji, being one of them, foretold what would happen in the future. The killing of Sankachuda by the Lord is a more recent incident after the Rasalila and not exactly a simultaneous affair. In the previous verse, he have seen also that the Lord's engagement in the affairs of the affairs of the forest fire was described along with his pastime of punishing the Kaliya snake, and similarly, the pastimes of the rasa dance and the killing of Sankachuda are also described herein. The adjustment is that all this incident would take place in the future. After the time when it was being foretold by Brahmaji to Narada, the demon Sankachuda was killed by the Lord during his pastime at Harika in the month of Phalguna. And the same ceremony is still observed in India by the burning of the effigy, isn't it? Of Sankachuda one day prior to the Lord's pastime at Harika, generally known as Holi. Generally, the future appearance and the activities of the Lord or his incarnation are foretold in the scriptures. And thus, the pseudo-incarnation are unable to cheat persons who are in knowledge of the events as they are described in the authoritative scriptures. Hare Krishna. So, in this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he wants to emphasize on the on false God. He wants to make sure that we shouldn't be trapped by the cheaters. Generally, it's very common thing nowadays, you know, because we are manda sumanda mateor, manda bhagyahi upadrate, our bad fortune, and manda sumanda mateor, our intelligence is super dull. So, what have an other hand? For other people, very easy to cheat. When someone is not enough intelligent, you can cheat them easily. So in Kali Yuga, we are less intelligent. And some people, they think how to cheat. So they show some mystic power, some magic, and then they claim themselves, I am God. Srila Prabhupada always makes sure that we shouldn't be entered that kind of trap. Or we shouldn't be trapped by those kind of cheaters. As a devotee, we should understand that Supreme Personality of Godhead is not that cheap, you know. He will come to your house and ask some donation. Or he is not that cheap. Oh, give me some, you know, $100,000, I'll show you my other form. It's not that cheap. It's not like, work doesn't work like this. So, this is very important that if somebody is claiming as themselves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first thing, you know, Prabhupada always used to say, you know, show your three form, and, you know, sometime, you know, they will make something, cheating things. People believe that, oh, my spiritual master has three form. Nowadays, I heard like Sai Baba's followers, they started those things. You know. He performed pastime there in 400 form. Maybe after that they will make it 8 anyway. So, it goes on. And once I went to Krishnanagar, it's very close to Mayapur. Long back ago, there was a Mayavadi, 100% Mayavadi. He used to know lots of mystic power. Like he had some mystic power. So he used to say, hey guys, why you are going to temple? I am Krishna, I am Shiv, I am Vishnu, everything. Don't go anywhere. You know? So later on, somehow or other, one of his family, his followers become MP. And then he put a big signboard on the city. His name is Jagira Shamacharan Lahiri. And such, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Follow him. So this thing happens when people are very foolish and they doesn't understand the value of the claiming God. They doesn't understand what they're saying. So here, who talking to whom? Brahma talking to Narada. And same story, Sukadev Goswami narrating to Parikshit Maharaj. So Brahma, he's talking, how long ago he talked? When Sukadev Goswami before Vyasadev born. So that means Krishna not came yet in Vrindavan. But the pastime will happen, it describes exactly same. How? This is called Nitya Lila. It is not sometime just it will happen. It is predicted in the Shastras. That's why when Supreme Personality of Godhead, if you want to appear somewhere, there will be clear description. What will be, which place, what is the location, what is his parents' name, how his feature will be, everything. Very clearly. It's not like, you know, something just appear. It is also confusion, like we have many confusion about, you know, if Buddha is God, how come he reject Vedas? Actually, there is two Buddha. So one Buddha we know that Dasavatar, in the Dasavatar Jayadev Goswami described, it is not that Gautam Buddha. It is the followers of the original Buddha. He didn't reject the Vedas. Later on, when this Buddha came, he rejected the Vedas because by the name of Vedas, everybody starts sacrificing this, that. So there is a big gap between two Buddha. And there is a different place they appear and their parents' name is different. But they both appeared in India, of course. So there will be clear description and it has to be matched. You know, like Kalki Avatar, it will come, the place called Sambalpur. That's, you know, under Orisha state in India. It is predicted. But funny thing, in South India there is, I think, few Kalki Avatar already appeared. And people believe them. This is unfortunate. So, in this verse, Brahmaji, he is describing Krishna's pastime very shortly. Last verse, we know, in that verse it is describing how Krishna, he performed the pastime, you know, the Govardhan Lila, Govardhan Dharan Lila. So he protect the Brajvasis. He protect the all the animals and inhabitants of Braj. So in this verse, the short while they're describing the whole pastime. In here, Krishna actually, while like Prabhupada explained that during Rasa dance, the one demon came. His name is Sankachuda. And there was a pastime like they were cursing ceremony was there in Golok Vrindavan actually. So anyway, so Sankachuda, he was trying to disturb Krishna's pastime. And Krishna immediately killed him. And that's why I think some place it's called Holika or Harika. There's a different name. So in India they used to do like they used to burn that demon's head before previous day of Holi, Dol Purnima. Of course we don't do because we observe it as a Gaur Purnima.
One night.
Yeah. సో వి అబ్జర్వ్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ ఘోర పూర్ణిమ, మహాప్రభుస్ అపియరెన్స్ డే. సో ద నెక్స్ట్ థింగ్ ఈస్ యు నో ఇన్ ద అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ వెరీ పాపులర్ ద రాసిడెన్స్. ఇఫ్ యూ గో అండ్ ఆస్ సమ్ వన్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణస్ ఫస్ట్ టైం దే విల్ షోర్ రాసిడెన్స్ రాసలీల ఎవ్రీవేర్. అట్ ది మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్లేస్ దే విల్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ఓన్లీ రాసలీల. Krishna's pastime means that is. What is Rasalila means actually? What is means that? Is it that a common, like a man and woman meeting at the night? They drag the Krishna's pastime into that their dirty thoughts. They present is as a very cheap, ordinary things. But it is not. We have to be very careful while describing. You know, that is the topmost surrender, topmost devotion which is gopis has. If you think about them, you know, we cannot even do 1% what they have dedicated. Can you imagine a person who don't care about their physical condition, like they don't care about their own body, they don't care about the people who will be blame them. You know, in this world fame is very, very strong things. If you insult a famous person, what would happen? It take is as a death punishment. That much the work, that one, that much effect on a person. So imagine gopis, they goes with the Krishna and then everybody blame them. Everybody say, hey, your character lose. Did they care about that? No. They're not going to their own sense gratification. That is the most important. See, they even don't care about their fame. You know, in material world, the one extent, first people want the money. And when they get the money, then they want to recognition. People should know me. And then, after that, they want power. When they get recognition, they want power. When they get power, they're not satisfied with that. They want follower. When they get follower, then they want fame. That is the topmost thing. People want to be famous. You see, many people in the world, they give big, big charity. Why? Why they give charity? Are they very compassionate to all the living entity? So then they could give without, you know, without like inform their name, like just give, you know, don't mention. But they won't do. So they want name and fame. So the extent, there is extent. After that, people want only name and fame. And the Brajavasis, they even give up that name and fame. That's not a small thing. So Krishna, he is, that's why, so attractive to gopis. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. Krishna is not attractive to their beauties. Actually, he is attractive to their qualities. We, all the time we talk Srimati Radharani Mahabhav Thakurani. What is Mahabhav? Do you think that is something like maybe some kind of devotion? No. She has a great attachment with the Krishna, and she always think how I can please Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he came and Mahaprabhu came as a golden form. Why the color is golden? Why Radharani's color? Now, the most important thing is, Srimati Radharani, she knows what is the Krishna prem, love of Godhead, and how, like, when a child, if you give a child four-wheel drive, he never drive, what will happen? The child will hit everywhere, isn't it? He doesn't know how to handle the car. So same thing. The Krishna Prem. Krishna have no experience. What is Krishna Prem? So Srimati Radharani is afraid. When Krishna will be get the Krishna Prem, he cannot control himself. So he will be fell here and there. So I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get him hurt by the falling here and there. So let me cover his body so I can get the hurt and he can be saved. So imagine how much love she has for Krishna. Do we think that way? As soon as we get some problem, oh Krishna, please, you know, solve my this problem. Do we say, oh Krishna, let me suffer. If I can suffer anything for you, please let me know. Do you say that? No. We say, oh Krishna, please take away my this suffering, that suffering. Please do this for me. Oh, I can't do that. Can you please help me? No. We always say this way, but Srimati Radharani, she never say that. She say other way. Oh Krishna, you know what difficulties I can take for you? That is actually mood. That's why Gopi Bharta Padakamala Dasa Dasa Anudasa, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mentioned that particular word. We should follow the footstep of inhabitants of Vrindavan. That's it's not something, you know, imagination. It's not just something just we want to do. Our center should be how Krishna will be pleased. And we think, many people, you know, in outside, many people, they say, oh, you know, Krishna, he's a loose character person. What loose character person? Look at you. Ask people, you know, after 70 years, after 50 years old, take vanaprastha. They cannot do it. Impossible, isn't it? They will cry maybe 70 years. Still, it is impossible to take vanaprastha. But Krishna, when during his rasa dance, how many gopi were there? Who knows how many gopi were there? No, more. It's when it's happened in Vrindavan, month end, it is the end of the Kartik, that Purnima. In that rasa dance, there were 76 crore gopi. So 76 crore gopi were dancing with Krishna. And how are they? They are much more beautiful than Mahalakshmi. We cannot compare about even with the Lakshmi Devi. Mahalakshmi, they are beautiful than Mahalakshmi. But how Krishna left? He left like this. He didn't even think twice. As soon as they get propped up, just left. We cannot leave even one wife. And we talk about. So, the relationship between the Krishna and gopis, it is very, very, you know, high and intense. It's, of course, it's beyond our imagination. So, generally people, what happen, outside people, they just drag into the, you know, mundane story. They take it so easy. We shouldn't take it like that, you know. Especially in Bengal, you know, if Bhagavad Katha, something will be there, so they will only discuss the Rasa dance and 10 canto, that's it. But, you know, they will never ever understand, they will never ever try to understand that. What is actually the, what is the fact? You know? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, if somebody will read the pastimes of Krishna, Rasa dance, another first time, after that, if that person will not read the 12th canto, that person definitely will fall down. So first thing we have to know, who is Krishna and who is Gopi. And then we have to realize that what the stage they are. And then we can speculate. So that is the measurement. Otherwise what will happen? Will we fall down? Definitely. There is guarantee. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, it is guarantee. Otherwise, what happened? Everybody will start, you know, what a copy. You know, it's there is an example in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He went to Puri and he was magistrate. And there was a person, his name is Bhishkishan. What he said, I am Krishna, I am going to perform Rasa dance. Yeah. So he invited all the wives nearby. And some of them, they came. And it's happened quite few times. And then British government, they informed Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no worries, I'll take care of that. So he put him into the jail. And then of course, it is like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family was a bit sick. And later on, they cut his deadlock. And after 22 days fasting, he died. So there is a people. They want to take all of this opportunity to do their own sense gratification. And people are so foolish, they even believe that. Where is Krishna's rasa dance and his pastime? And where is a mundane person? So that's a Prabhupada. He make statement end of the purport. Like here he said, generally the future appearance at the activities of the Lord or his incarnation are foretold in the scriptures, and thus, what is that word? I forgot even. Pseudo incarnation are unable to cheat person who are in the knowledge of the event as they are described in the authoritative scriptures. So that's why we have to study, we have to read the scriptures, so then people cannot make cheat. There is so many people, you know, sometime, I don't know about here, it's generally doesn't happen. When you'll go to India, some places like this, especially in Bengal. So once I went to Navadvip, and there were some devotees, they went to Navadvip. And somehow or other they have argument. They always make silly situation. And then devotees become upset, and he said, hey, why you are talking like that? And it's like that, they're arguing, start argument, and then both get angry, you know. End of the angry, what he said? Hey, how come you become angry? You cannot be angry, you are sadhu. So because I am karmi, I can be only angry. So there is people take advantage of all of this. But if we know the scriptures, if we study them, so they cannot cheat us. Not only about the God, about the Lord, even about the general rules and regulation. And also, you know, people cannot jump onto the rasa dance and they will make something in front of you, or they will tell some stupid story. Then we can give them answer. It's not something ordinary. You know, there is a nice pastime, I'll stop with that. Actually, how much dedicated, Krishna, how much like gopis. And that's why he always saved Vrindavan Vasis. Always, always. So first thing, let's see, who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has all the opulences and is controller of everything. He possesses everything. So imagine some person is give himself completely to someone. You have to imagine how much they are important. Imagine in this country's prime minister, he come and he will say to you, oh, you know, from now on, I'm yours. So how much important that person? Of course, you know, nowadays people, you cannot give guarantee because they are, you know, always run after sense gratification. Anyway, they can go to any beautiful woman or man, they will say, oh, I am yours. So that's a different case. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave himself to gopis. He is, or even though he is the topmost, nothing can compare with him. So why Krishna gave himself to gopis? Why he performed rasa dance only with the gopis, not with the others? Once in Dwarka, you know, Satyabhama is always a bit short temper. So one day Krishna was talking about Srimati Radharani actually, and Satyabhama is very upset. Why you are talking all the time with that cowherd girl? She born in village. And she must be, you know, some village girl. What a big deal. We are princess. Why you are not talking about us? And Krishna said, no, I cannot compare with you. Srimati Radharani, she is different. No, what is different she has? You know, we are great singer and great dancer. And we have, of course, the topmost beauty and everything. So what we don't have? And again Krishna said, no, you cannot compare. And then she became very angry and upset. And Krishna said, okay, no worries. So the time came, you know, that the time they take bath in Kurukshetra. What is that? It is comes month of the Vaishak. This Pushkar Tirtha, it's called. There's some tithi. I forgot. So the Puran mentioned that whoever will take birth in that kund, he'll get the love of Godhead, or whatever that person will desire, it will be fulfilled. So the Krishna's all wives, they want to Krishna with them permanently. So they said, okay, we want to go and take bath in there. So then Krishna will never leave us. So let's go. So they made arrangement and they said, Krishna, oh please, you know, take us to Pushkar Tirtha, we want to take bath. Krishna said, okay, no problem, let's go. And they came, they put a big tent, and all the soldiers, and time arrived, they want to go to have, you know, bathe in that kund. And Krishna said, look, I'm not feeling good. So you guys can go. I'm not so well. I'm very tired. Let me take rest so you guys can go. I'll give protection and I've soldier and everything. So then Satyabhama said, no worries. You know why? Because she is a great warrior. Very expert warrior. So she, okay, let's go and I can take care. They took soldier and everything. And they went there. They saw the Pushkar, that pond is surrounded by big, big women. They're like very tall and, you know, and very strong. And they're standing with the stick and they're facing outside. And then they looked at them and they asked, hey, who are you? And then they replied, who are you guys? Where you came from? They said, no, we are wife of Krishna from Dwarka. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are here to take birth in here. So why you are interrupting? And they said, look, now our queen is taking birth. After finishing, maybe you can come. Not now. And then they thought, what? Your queen, who are you? And where is queen came from? Here is we are queen. Not is your queen, your queen. How come your queen came here? And then they said, no. Ah, we don't care about you. You know what queen you are. No worries. You will not get chance to get entered into that. And then they become very angry. And Satyabhama said, oh, attack them, you know, and finish them. We will go and have birth. And they are so strong, the gopi, they hit with the stick. And all the soldiers, they hit so strongly, they fell near the tent, you know, almost, kilometers. So, and then they saw, oh, they're really powerful. They came back to Krishna. I say, this thing happened. What happening, you know? We never saw this kind. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but some people are there, and they will not let us go. And, you know, your soldiers happened this, you know, even your soldier couldn't do anything. So you must do something. And Krishna said, look, I cannot do anything. There is, Radharani is there, and that is her soldier, bodyguard. So, better you guys can take care. And they said, what? And then he said, yes. So, what you can do, you can request, definitely. She is very humble. So then they came back again and they said, okay, can you please let your queen know that we are came from Dwarka, Krishna's wife. And then they sent the message and immediately Srimati Radharani reply back that, why? She's so pleased because they're serving Krishna. So that's why she's very pleased. She said, oh, bring them immediately. So then they entered and then they saw how they completely cover that pond, even you cannot see from up and from the side. Nothing you can see. They cover everything. And when the first time they entered, they couldn't see Srimati Radharani. You see, effulgence is so strong. And as soon as they went more nearby, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, she took out her effulgence. And then they could see. As soon as they saw, they fainted. That much beauty is possible. As a coward girl. So even they are fainted. Lakshmi Devi. They are Mahalakshmi. And then they accepted. Yes. Actually, she is more beautiful than us. And then when Srimati Radharani talked to them, it is so sweet and melodious and so gentle and respected. They couldn't even believe how come a cowherd girl, she knows how to talk this nicely. Then they mesmerize and they understand, yes, whatever Krishna used to talk about gopis, it is true. We don't have that quality. So here is one thing we should learn very carefully. We can study so many things. We can have big degree. Maybe we will have big education background. But when somebody will be have the devotion toward the Lord, that person will develop certain quality we cannot do with our materialistic study. They can speak better than anyone else. They will have knowledge even though a highly educated person. That is the beauty of Krishna Bhakti. If we perform Krishna Bhakti, of course we will get all those qualities. Jashasti Bhaktir Bhagavatya Kinchanat Sarvagunais Tatra Samasate Sura Hara Bhaktasya Kuta Mahadguna Manarathina Satadhavata Vahi. When you perform Krishna consciousness, all the quality, it will come. Krishner Jataki Gun Bhakti Sanchare. Whatever quality Krishna has, it appears within the devotees. So that is a symptom. So it will depend on our surrender, how much surrender we are, and then all the quality will be come. So that's a Srimati Radharani, she is the topmost and she surrendered most. So that's why she got all the quality which is Krishna has. So then of course they are accepted. So who we are, when we talk about them, we have to think first, what is their position, what is our position. But definitely it is sure, if we will take shelter of those great personalities, then one day we'll reach that quality as well. And Krishna will be pleased to see us. Of course, he is always pleased to see us. He is always happy to see us. You know, as long as we'll come to temple. So, this is very important that we have to understand. Otherwise, what will happen? We'll take it so simply, like a mundane relationship between the man and women. And, you know, of course, we'll have offended to the Lord. And we will disturb our mind as well. Thank you so much. I would like to stop it here. If I did any mistake, please forgive me. If there is any comments and questions, please. Actually, there is one devotee, his name is something, Stephen Knock, something? Yeah. So, yeah, he's in his website, I saw, he gave it with the proof as well, like evidence from the Shastras. The first Buddha, he wasn't the son of the king. And he appeared much more earlier than this Buddha, as far as Shastra says. But I don't know any particular pastimes, but what his philosophy was, like, we have to compassion to all living entity. Of course, he has all the rules, whatever this Buddha, but of course that Buddha also, like, preach quite a bit like impersonalist. And then later on, when this Buddha came, and he accepted the same philosophy and principle, and then he tried to develop that. And when he saw the people, they doesn't want to, actually they want to excuse about the Veda. So Veda mentioned this, that, and then he said, okay, I am rejecting Veda. Even though now on, whoever follow the Buddha, they even the common person, they give the name as a title. It's like a title they use, Buddha. Like how in South India they use the title Shankaracharya. It's like now even if you go South India, there is Shankaracharya. And then the first Shankaracharya they call Adi Shankaracharya. Even in the Buddhism, there is so many Buddha. I think more than six, seven, something like that. So whoever followed that, people give them title as a Buddha. I have a printout of that statement. Maybe I can give you. I forgot. I didn't read today, and I forgot exactly what is. Yeah, it is there in that website, and it is mentioned very clearly. Like there is evidence. Many evidence they took from Gautam Buddha's life and what mentioned in the Shastra, who is incarnation. Yes, Prabhu.
Where did you get this figure, 76 crores? Because you were told by Keshwa, you were 3 billion crores.
Now, there is different time with Rasa dance, there is different number of gopis.
So your figure is from there?
It is mentioned in two places. One is Garga Sangita and one is commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. How much? 1 crore means 10 million. Yes,
we have a temple also. And what is the difference between these incarnations and Parashuram avatar? We have never had any temples of Parashuram avatar.
Okay. Parashuram is considered as a Shaktavesh avatar. He is Jiva, but he got the potency from the Lord, like Shakti Avesh. So a particular energy acting in him or on him, whatever. Like he is a Jiva. He is not Supreme Personality of God. Actually, Parshuram is the, like, he is not considered as a full incarnation, like Lord Ram or Lord Vishnu or Varaha Kurma. They are complete, they are Supreme Personality of God. Like Vyasadev, he is a Shaktavesh avatar. He came for give the literature. So Parshuram came for destroy the Kshatriyas, one who is not following the principles. Once at a time, it was a time like Kshatriyas, they are too much. They not follow the Vedic injunction. They were doing whatever they like. So they were not following the rules and regulations. So that's why they came. He came and he destroyed. That's why Supreme Personality of God, he gave the special potency on that Jiva. There is some Parshuram temple, I think, in India. Yes, but generally, there is many Shaktavesh avatar, like Prithu Maharaj, he was Shaktavesh avatar. So he had the Palani Shakti, means how to maintain. So Krishna's that particular power he given to Prithu Maharaj. So yeah, there is so many like Manmantara avatar, Lila avatar, Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, and of course one is Shaktavesh avatar. Is it good? If there is no question and comments, we would like to stop here. Thank you so much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Mitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om. Hey, it's a polish of Bondri Baba.